That's Gloria Lenhoff, a 46-year-old lyric soprano. She can sing almost 2,500 songs in more than 25 languages, including Korean. And she has perfect musical pitch. Gloria Lenhoff also has a rare genetic disorder, Williams syndrome. Scientists believe that people with Williams syndrome are missing some 20 genes from one of their chromosomes, genes that control a variety of physical, behavioral, and cognitive abilities. Gloria Lenhoff has an IQ of 55. Her father, Howard Lenhoff, recalls when he realized that Gloria's musical skills were above average.
I would say around 11, 12. My wife thinks I exaggerate this, but at her Jewish confirmation, her bat mitzvah, she just amazed people with her voice and recall, and it was just from there on that we just started putting more and more emphasis and training on her music.
Singing in Hebrew from the Song of Songs is not something that is easy for anybody to do, but it appears to be easy for Gloria.
And she has retained that melody she learned then and has learned other melodies for the same piece. And she retains virtually everything she has, and she sings in 30 languages. Things that she has not sung for years, all of us people ask her, and she'll just come with perfect accent, perfect diction, and the repertoire just goes way back. Things she's learned by hearing songs at the gym, things she's learned from preschool, everywhere, it all comes back. And she now sings like in Arabic. Now that is the most difficult language to sing in. She sings in Korean, which is extremely difficult because they put two or three consonants together at one time. It's very hard to pronounce things in Korean, at least for me. And it is not an effort for her.
How does she learn these things? Does she practice? I mean, did you know when she sang at her bat mitzvah that she was going to do that?
No, I really didn't. Actually, we're sort of embarrassed. We had a special little chapel we used, not a regular service, but it just worked out beautifully. But she's not a savant, and she hears it once and she gets it. She hears a melody and usually gets that very rapidly. But some of these languages and these words requires practice. And we worked out a technique, which I've developed at the university with many of my multi-ethnic students that we have at the University of California, where the people would come to our home, they would sing the song, we would tape this the whole time, and then they would enunciate each phrase, leave a blank space, then they would sing that phrase and leave a blank space, and the whole song would be that way. So my daughter would take that tape, go up to her room, sometimes come back in a half an hour singing a song from India. Sometimes she would come back 2 days later singing it. But when she had it, she really had it, and she had the accent, but it was all taped there for her to study. So we worked this out gradually as we saw her talent and how she learned.
And clearly you were encouraging this in her. This was something special for Gloria, and she didn't have as many special things as you would like for her to have had.
This is what gave her self-esteem. She knew that she was good in this. Her whole personality changes when she gets on the stage. You see her normally, she'll sit in a corner, she won't talk much, she seems distracted, like one would think a typical person with that low IQ. But give her a microphone, she's in charge, and she knows what she's doing, she does a good job, she just twists the audience right in her hands. She's a real showman.
When did you discover that it was Williams syndrome that Gloria had?
Not until she was around 34 years of age, when the university, Cornell University Psychology Department, which does many movies and psychological themes, decided to visit us, and the director was Arlene Alda. And I don't say wife of Alan Alda because she is an artist in her own right, a musician, a writer, a painter.
That Alan Alda is her husband.
That's her husband, yeah. Who's Alan Alda? Arlene's husband, of course. After this movie was shown, we got all kinds of letters and phone calls saying, your daughter's Williams syndrome. Our response was, so what? Look here, she's 34, she does okay. Who needs to worry about a syndrome? We've got through all the hard years. But after attending some of the events, picnics and things, and seeing children at every stage of life that my daughter has been in, and the parents going through the same thing, I was just taken aback, and I said, we really have to get more involved. So we started going to their conventions, my daughter performed, and parents started telling me more cases, well, my kid has pitch, and my kid does this, and my kid does that.
Now, musically, one of the fascinating things about this is that I gather many of the patients with Williams syndrome have absolute or perfect pitch, is that right?
This is what teachers have been telling us, and I never knew what it really was. And I used to go to these meetings and ask the people, this cognitive scientist, they're mostly studying language. Their language ability is rather unusual and rather high for a person who's considered retarded. But I said, could you please do this? And finally I said, Lenhoff, do it yourself. So after turning 70, I got a grant from the National Science Foundation, a sort of experimental grant. I was able to find five Williams people. I don't call them patients because they're not, they seem to be doing well, but they have this problem, who could name notes for various reasons. My daughter couldn't at that time, so I said, please just do this. So she learned to name the notes at age 42.
Well, that's kind of an astonishing thing, isn't it? I mean, perfect pitch and absolute pitch, the ability to hear a note and know what it is, that's something that most people have to learn by the time they're 6 or 7, I think.
Yeah, only 1 out of 10,000 people in the Western world have absolute pitch. This is the general facts as passed down. And there is a critical period up to the age of 6 where in order to have absolute pitch as an adult, you have to practice and study music before the age of 6 or up through the age of 6. And those who do, many of them will have absolute pitch as an adult. Not all of them will. But no matter how good a musician you are, if you didn't study music before the age of 6, as they did not have absolute pitch. So it is a rare ability.
But it is not rare for those with Williams syndrome.
Well, I've only tested 5 people so far. They perform at ceiling level. And if you just consider, if only these 5 had it and all the rest did not have it, since in North America we only have found 5,000 families, here 1 out of 1,000 already of the Williams population. But we have others who people say they have absolute pitch, teachers have it, and we are now doing a study where we're going to see how many more have it. But the interesting thing about this is most of the Williams individuals who I have known and who we have studied did not start studying music until after the age of 6. And then their training is really just listening and repeating as a rule. So we feel that that window, which we have up till the age of 6, when it closes, in Williams people, something's wrong with the brain mechanism where it does not close. The window gets jammed and stays open. So they can do these things which children do, just suck in music and retain it. They can do this now through their adult lives. Already our evidence strongly suggests that. That's one of the exciting things. It gives us an idea how our own brain develops and how one process may have stopped and may be a clue to studying music, cognition, and also the part of the brains that are concerned.
When your daughter performs, she is able to sing in many languages. She seems to be able to learn extraordinarily difficult musical things, all essentially by memory. And it's not just one kind of music. She's performed classical music, she's performed world music, she's performed with Aerosmith.
Yeah, she performed with Aerosmith and in Spain and Israel and England with the San Diego Master Chorale with a full orchestra, with both together, with chamber groups. I mean, it's just an amazing array with the gospel choir right now in Mississippi. She has a huge range of music. She likes popular, and as long as it's good music. She loves good rock, she loves the Beatles work. Patsy Cline's one of her favorites. She sings country songs. And a lot of that she does with her accordion as well. If it's good music, she loves it. But it depends upon the taste, I guess, of the parents, what she's exposed to, which leads to the directions that she goes in. Opera is still her favorite. She always says Puccini is her real favorite.
Your daughter has an IQ of 55, yet her talents make you want to reevaluate the whole idea of IQ, don't they?
There are intelligence in different areas, and we think with Williams syndrome, they are truly have an ability, and I think exceeding the normal population, at least in pitch, at least our data shows that, showing they have a different kind of intelligence. And we feel that the more Williams people perform and show their talents, people will get a different understanding of what it really means to be retarded, what IQ really means. Unfortunately, all these great places that my daughter played in, they are all because they deal with either raising money for the retarded or some conventions where we're educating people about the retarded. However, just to be recognized on her own merit, it's very difficult. And the problem is not with her, the problem is with society and their ingrained feeling that if you have a low IQ, you don't belong anywhere else except washing dishes at McDonald's or sweeping floors or doing that. So there is a problem with society, and we have the problem.
Howard Lenhoff, talking about his daughter Gloria Lenhoff, who has Williams syndrome. This is Gloria on accordion.